Bwop.
Bwop. Okay, okay, so yours is working.
Yep.
Hello, everybody. Mine is working. Danny, could you pour? Could you?
Hey, this is Bobby Bob on the Bob Ross Show.
I'm so sorry about that. Welcome to A Dude in the Mood for Food. That's embarrassing.
I don't want to stop it, but like this is a like the, what you're actually hearing is like the loop from like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, so you should Danny, turn that off.
That might be.
All right. So as I just said, my fabulous introduction was ruined because I'm a goofball.
We can pretend that we just started.
Are we recording? I don't even know anymore. Whatever. We might just be streaming. It's okay. Anyway, so tonight I have with me, back and blonder than ever,
Rachel Scherer. Hi, everybody.
Rachel Scherer. And he's the broiest bro that's ever been a bro.
The king of memes, the lord of lords, Daniel Brothers.
I feel like Spice would disagree with you on that. Speaking of Spice, do you know you're tied with her for most appearances on my show?
Am I really?
At two.
Up next on Speaking of Spice, our latest talk show segment.
Speaking of Spice?
I don't know, but she's
I don't know. Speaking with Spice would be a great talk show segment. Name.
We don't have enough mics, or I would totally do that.
Share.
Okay, but tonight, the reason I have Rachel and Danny is because I have two lovers of swing music, and I have recently gotten into swing music because of Rachel.
Yeah.
So I decided to do a show on swing music, partially because this is my show and I can do whatever I want. But other than that, swing has been a reoccurring theme in my life lately. We're doing swing and ballroom.
Oh.
Tire swings. Playground swings.
Playground swings.
Also, swinging with the flow, you know.
Red Hot and Cole, shameless theater promotion. Woo! Has a lot to do with swing music, and both of these lovely people are in it.
That was an enthusiastic woo.
Do you guys want to talk about who you are?
Not in the slightest.
I'm a reporter lady, and I am blonde because of it, which is why I'm back and blonder than ever.
I am house left spot operator.
And I am the eye candy.
He dances.
As you would expect.
Danny dances.
He is pretty handsome. Do you guys want to jump into the music?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I prefer to listen to music personally, but...
You're hilarious.
We could use a tire swing to swing into this music right now.
This is a Tisket a Tasket by somebody. Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella.
A.
I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue with not a single thing to do. She went a-peck-a-peck-a-pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return, you don't know what I'll do. Oh gee, I wonder where my basket can be.
Oh
dear, I wish that little girl I could see. Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was a joy of mine.
Tisket, Tasket, I lost my yellow basket.
Won't someone help me find my basket? Make me happy again. No. No. No, just a little yellow basket.
That was A Tisket a Tasket by Ella Fitzgerald, and that's just a taste of the swinginess that we have going on tonight. And I think Rachel wants to say something special to somebody who's listening right now.
I would just like to give a shout out to my mom because I know she's listening. Hi, Mom. I love you. I think you're great and things like that.
Hi, Rachel's mom. You don't know me, but I'm a friend of your daughter's.
He's pretty great. Victor's great.
Sup?
That was Danny.
How's it going? It's good that you're listening. Pleasure talking to you through a one-way phone.
It is a one-way phone, isn't it?
Essentially.
Yeah, it is. Well, I got a message from her, and it's a smiling little happy face that's giant. It's really
that's
cute.
That's adorable.
You're really cute, Mom.
I second that motion.
I third in that motion.
Third in Jürgen.
She's blushing now.
Oh, don't blush.
Oh, Mom.
No, keep blushing.
So, speaking of Red Hot and Cold, this next song is by Cole Porter, who is... The musical is a review of his life.
Yep.
The real OG.
The real OG. Ironically, this is my least favorite song from the show. And I didn't realize that when I was picking the music today. And I feel like Google tricked me. This is Begin the Begin.
Oh, no.
The
war flashbacks.
You can do the dance for
me. Not in this studio, I can't.
Begin the Begin.
Oh, God.
Here we go. This is Begin the Begin.
No, please. Why?
Begin the Begin. That was that.
Yeah.
And this is now. And here
this
we
is
are.
Now.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, mm-hmm. I don't like that song, but I don't mind it instrumentally.
Which is, I minded instrumentally.
I like it. I had more flashbacks.
I like when Edgy sings. I just don't like the song. Like, it's not that I don't like Edgy singing.
When you begin.
I haven't had fun backstage waiting to go on.
Yeah. The begin.
Like, every other song that Edgy has, I love. Like, Miss Otis Regrets. Love it. Don't Fence Me In. Favorite part of the show. We're going to switch it up. Instead of doing classic swing, we're going to
do electro swing.
Yeah, because we kids are crazy and we mix things up. And we use
it's much better than classic swing.
Oh, I might fight you about that. I like both, so... It's
getting turned up.
If I don't say anything in the next segment, tell Rachel's mom. I love her.
Rachel's mom, you heard that. Danny yep. Brothers loves you.
All right.
This is a Swing by Jamie Berry featuring Octavia Rose, Delight, Electro. Other words, here we go.
Thank you. gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you really 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 wheel. Looking for a can of ale. Papa's in the icebox looking for a can of ale. Mama's in the backyard learning how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you really 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 gotta jump and jive and then you will wheel. A woman is a woman and a man ain't nothing but a male. One good thing about him, he knows how to jive and wheel. Oh, you gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. You gotta jump and jive and then you will. Wheel. Oh, you gotta jump, jive, and then
Then you will, you gotta jump jiving. 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 Then you will.
So that was Jump Jivin' Whale. Now, I know that we were dead silent there for a minute, but it's only because Rachel was distracting me while she was murdering the crap out of Danny.
Well, yeah, it's funny that you say dead silent. So let's take a moment of silence for the dead.
For Danny. For silence for Danny Brothers. Okay, silence.
This is the silence.
Oh my god! Full zombie. Shame on you.
My life, these are my choices, I guess.
By the way, to those who may be listening, Rachel is not a distraction. She is.
Thank you,
I was a dummy, and I didn't press the unmute button. So.
Nor did I, though, so I mean, it's okay.
He's like the farthest from the console, though, so I don't think it was him.
No, it was probably me. I'm a devious mind.
He telekinetically snuck behind me and then hit the button. But anyway. We should jump into the next song. Oh, I can't make a jump joke now. I made a joke while we were silent that we were going to jump in a jump jiving whale. But this is Sing by Benny Gold.
Sing!
Benny! Benny in the Jets!
Dang.
I'm funny. You love me. It's great.
Wait, I know this song.
Sing!
Okay, I'm silencing my friends now.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, that song cut out prematurely. That was Sing by Benny Goodman.
Sing, sing, sing.
Sing, sing, sing. Real classic.
It's big like, swing.
Yeah, classic swing.
Like Beethoven.
Right, because Beethoven did classic swing.
Yep. He did classics, though, am I right?
But not swing. Not swing.
I mean... I'm sure he did swing.
Okay, I forget if it was Beethoven or Mozart, but one of the composers wrote a song because he knew who was performing it. And this lady had the habit of dropping her head down when she sang a low note and raising her head up when she sang a high note. And Beethoven, like, the guy hated her. So he wrote this song that consisted of lots of wah-ha, wah-ha, so the lady would bob her head up and down on stage constantly.
That's hilarious.
It sounds like a Mozart thing to do.
It's probably like Mozart. The epitome of sass.
Like, he would, like, write entire symphonies, like, the morning that they would be performed. It's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's high-quality stuff.
All right, so, for my stepfather who's listening at home, we're gonna play In the Mood by Glenn Miller.
In the Mood.
And then, after that, we're gonna switch to pure...
Pure
electric swing.
Pure electric swing.
High school, gosh, flashback for me.
Let's not talk about high school.
All right.
High school.
Let's not talk about middle school.
Middle school.
I'm fine.
Never happened.
Anyway,
this is In the Mood by Glenn Miller. Da-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
They do?
Yeah.
Anyone feeling like a Hambo run?
I don't have any money or points to go to Hambo, or I would.
Sadness.
Speaking of pudding, Danny gave me the brilliant idea to hide Oreos in the studio. So, like, you people at home can't see it. But
that's a great idea.
They're like little sound pockets.
Like Oreo pockets.
Yeah.
They look like the perfect place for an Oreo.
Yeah.
You could fit a whole double stuff in there.
You know what you do? You take the bottom off one double stuff, you take the bottom off a double stuff, you take the two puts together and you make quadruple stuffed.
You could also just get a mega stuffed. Ooh! Mega stuffed in the middle of brownies. Really good.
Sounds really unhealthy.
Well, yeah.
You just mentioned putting two double stuff together to make a quadruple stuff, and then you to say that's unhealthy. This is my skeptical
face. Don't ruin my life. You know, this is an actual fact. Oreo was sued because a guy took double stuffed Oreos and measured them and found that they weren't actually double stuffed. They were like 1.8% stuffed.
Oh, that's...
So Oreo now actually double stuffs their Oreos.
That's good to know. Subway doesn't have actually foot-long sandwiches, yeah, which is really upsetting.
It's like 11 inches.
Yep.
That inch makes a difference.
I feel like that's actually... Why hasn't no one sued Subway yet?
I don't know.
Why can't we should
Subway's
sue Subway?
Not that good.
But because Subway's not good enough to be sued.
Yeah. Anyway, that was our little food tangent because I'm hungry. This next one, this is Bully and Sisters by Peggy Swave, and this is Electro Swing.
More like Bouillon Cubes.
Or more like Electro Swing.
Soup. Cheeseburgers.
You guys have been talking about food this entire time, and it's making me hungry.
The segment is called A Dude in the Mood for Food.
It is.
Are you...
I don't talk about food as much as you normally think. Now, speaking of food, my mother thinks apparently I'm starving to death. So tell my mother what Hambo is.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Have you ever been to heaven before?
It's actually... Oh my...
I know Rachel's mom has because she fell from there.
You are disgusting. Oh my god.
Damn straight.
Not everything has to be straight. This is a swing segment. Thank you very much.
Anyway, Hambo is the nectar of the gods in the form of all beef patties.
Cheeseburgers.
In a diner.
Oh, and their cinnamon rolls are the best things in the entire world.
But the
their cinnamon rolls are glazed with happiness.
The reason, mother, that I can't go to Hambo is because I'm out of off-campus food points, not regular campus food points. I'm not going to starve, okay?
We wouldn't let him.
They might let me.
I wouldn't let you.
I mean, if I starve, there'd be more to eat for you guys.
I might.
But I would feed you. I would bring you, like,
I just like to watch the world burn, so.
Stuff. Really?
She's like a grandmother.
Really?
Rachel, I've had enough cookies.
Rachel is a grandmother.
Alright. Well.
But I love her.
You know, yeah, I don't talk about food enough on this show.
Alright, let's
Yeah, I mean, that's
food.
What it's All called,
right, well,
bro.
Well, then let's switch to another by the suave Peggy. Peggy Suave. I don't know what her name is. This is Posen.
Posen like food.
Whoa, Posen. Here's a dance you all can do. Let me introduce to you, Posen. Everybody pose. Here's a dance you all can do. Let me introduce to you, Posen. Everybody pose.
One time, due to a joke that my coworker made, my mother decided to make cookies for the entire working force of Chestnut Hills Golf Club.
What was the joke?
Hey, Mom, you should make us some cookies, said by a 30-year-old balding man who's the most redneck human I know. And my mom was like, okay.
What you guys can't see is Danny is telling the story with, like, the passion of, like, a war PTSD flashback.
Have you ever seen a sun on a cold winter's day?
I think he's enthralled with just
it's
how
like,
he looks.
It's like the...
I think it's the microphone.
It's like the fiery
he's
ice of
the microphone.
A beautiful,
he's also,
beautiful,
he also likes his voice.
Sparkling sunshiny day. Pudding cups.
Beautiful.
So
majestic.
We have two more electro swings. Oh God, it's 9:47. We're almost out of time. It's fine. We play two more songs.
I Woo! Elect to row this swing.
This is It Ain't Right by Jamie Berry.
More like Berry Pie. I missed us.
I missed us as well. I missed you guys.
I missed you too.
Yeah, like it was really rough. Like,
we're back, baby.
So you know how babies can't see things, like
the whole world actually disappears.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
You can't see them?
It's like that, but when I'm not playing music, when I play music, you guys disappear and I can't.
It has a deep and meaningful name, like Manifest Destiny. I forget what it's called. Object Permanence. That's what
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, that's Manifest Destiny is.
The really good video game made by Microsoft.
No. Manifest Destiny is kind of a terrible thing.
Oh.
More than a little bit. It's like, hey, we're on this continent. We should own the entire thing.
Oh, it's like the something or other Bazenheimer effect, right?
Madoff-Bazenheimer effect?
Yeah.
You'll probably hear about Manifest Destiny many times in the upcoming weeks from random people. That's the Madoff-Bazenheimer effect.
The more you know.
You lost me there. I don't science, guys.
It's too complex to explain in a 30-second segment.
Segment?
I don't know.
More like second mint.
More like sex mint. Oh, no.
That's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
We disapprove of you.
Sorry.
The collective has spoken.
Victor, what have invited him.
I know, this is my fault. I'm sorry, guys.
Squaw!
Ladies and gentlemen, and non-binaries, I'm sorry. This is my mistake.
Alright, so we'll play one more song. The last song. This is... So we played Sing, 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 I think, earlier. Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, by Benny Goodman. This is the same song. It's remixed as electro. Like electronic, electric boogaloo. Whatever.
I'm excited.
This is Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman. We'll be right back.
yourself. Just remember, I believe in you.
You heard it from the horse's mouth. Danny Brothers believes in you.
But that's I'm not a horse. Horse.
That's all the time we got left. What do you guys? You guys got any final thoughts? You guys want to wrap it up?
It's been a wonderful Wednesday with you.
It has. It's gone fast. It's probably the fastest ever gone. God, he's so deep in thought.
A pudding cup is just a smaller bowl of pudding.
Oh my God, I'm going to end you.
That's deeply philosophical.
No jokes to be made there.
That Rachel's going to end you?
No, we don't. No, it's going to happen. I know where you sleep. I know. Don't even. Don't. Just. Don't. Just. Don't.
He's going to say it.
Don't. Don't.
Butts.
Oh, and that's all we've got. I hope you guys had a good night. Remember to go like us on Facebook.
All we have are butts.
A dude in the mood for food. Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah, you are.
Drop a like on Facebook if you think Rachel and Danny should come back. All right, that's a...